We're now at number 2, St. Leonard's Avenue. This is stop number 13 on our tour. The modest house in front of you represents one of the most familiar suburban house styles, the bungalow. Most commonly called the Californian bungalow, this kind of house dominates middle ring Melbourne suburbs like Thornbury, Northcote, West Footscray and Glen Iris, suburbs that were subdivided and populated between about 1910 and 1930. From the early 20s, the State Savings Bank of Victoria not only lent money for mortgages, but also provided pattern book designs for small houses. Many followed the practical and robust bungalow style. By the 1920s, speculative builders had embraced the Californian bungalow and constructed street after street of them. The Californian bungalow was a style created by Los Angeles architects, borrowing from the English arts and crafts philosophy to suit their climate and lifestyle. And equally, it suited ours. There's something about the honest, natural-looking bungalow that epitomises suburbia and its garden ideals. Bungalows are grounded, cool and spacious. Number 2 has lots of the typical bungalow features in its rough-cast, low-pitched roof with shingled gable. There's something almost ironic about the origins of the Aussie Cal Bung, stalwart of our suburbs, originating in the US with the word bungalow deriving from the Hindi bungla, meaning of or belonging to Bengal. Bungala is the word used to describe the Indian form of dwelling that evolved to become our own Cal Bung. Now, cross the road and walk back to Ackland Street. Turn left and stop opposite Aston Court at number 43 Ackland Street.